Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerang on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, all ship parties welcome to check with ticket window without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, to break in at any time during emergency traffic. Radio Club's next monthly meeting is on Tuesday, September 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Lock Community Center, 106 Dodge Street, in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. Radio license is not required as a member. Come to next door, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Get in next door. Not start the net at 9 p.m. and close that does start for a couple of minutes. Please feel free to conduct the net yourself. So find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ. Father John down in the... Hudson Valley, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Nothing much. Nice, quiet day. Started out a little cloudy. We still haven't gotten any rain. So, man, everything is dry. The Walk Hill River here, you could almost walk across it without getting your feet wet. That's spooky. Currently, by the way, 66 degrees. Other than that, that's about it. I'm going to kind of wrap it up early. Got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. She's got to take some stitches out of my arm there, which she took out that basal cell carcinoma. So I'll get that done. So back to you. By the way, you sound a little weak, your signal coming in. So that's it here. WB2RUQ.
Yeah, I think there's something interfering with the antenna over there on the Echolink radio I have over there, so sorry about that. But by the way, we drove by Mahalco today on the way back to camp, and they pulled their corn wagon back, so that usually means they're done for the season. So see you tomorrow morning, but I wouldn't get your hopes up about getting any corn down there. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT. I see you got another station there that pops up here on the Echolink console. See if they want to check in.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Jeff, I'm not sure if you're looking for Echolink or not, and my apologies if I jumped the gun on you.
Oh, go ahead, Kevin. We were waiting for you to check in. What's going on tonight?
Okay, I'm back in here again. My link must be getting a little temperamental, so I won't stay on too long. Got 58 degrees under clear skies here. This is KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, so I'll just say 7-3 before I lose connection again, and I'll hand it back to you, Jeff, and you guys stay warm up there tonight.
All right, Kevin. Well, thanks for checking in there, and it's a nice cool night up here. We're enjoying it. So. All right. Thanks again. We'll catch up with you later. Okay, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
5 a.m. Good evening, Jeff.
WAT.
WI. And 5AOW, WA2U, and KT2WI. Was there anybody else in there? All right, N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody out there on the net. We've got a temperature over here, 56 degrees. Surprising. Exact same temperature as down there in the Hudson Valley. It's kind of unusual. It's 56 degrees here. That's the low for the 24-hour period. Got up to 75 at one point today, and then it started cooling down. And, like I say, it's getting down there. I think it's going to be 80, I think, on Tuesday. And then I think Wednesday is going to, is going to stay cool at night, 40s at night again. Well, tonight I got the wood stove all ready to light and everything now, and I turned the gas heater on the pilot and all and give it a test out tonight as well. So with that, we'll say God bless. 73 is then 2 PFM clear.
A cold front came in, and I don't know, I'm not complaining. It was kind of weird here being in September and having that 80-degree weather like that. We were down swimming in the river yesterday, and it was, you would have thought it was late July. Anyway, all right, George, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see, N5AOW, Bob, good evening. What's going on today?
And 5AOW in a group. Good evening to everyone, and hope everyone had an excellent day today. You know, you were talking about that yesterday with water temperature and so on. I went down this morning and took dog for a run and get down to the lake. I had a pretty good amount of water in the rowboat, so I pumped that out. The dog gets a charge out of that. I use them. One of these timer sump pumps rather than bilge pumps now. And the water comes out like a fire hose, and the dog was going crazy over there, getting a mouthful of water and just going at it tenaciously. But I was washing a couple of things down, and I'll tell you what, the water, well, you don't keep it in the river. Especially in a river, it usually cools over quicker than any place else. That water had a warm feel to it. But you know, like Pete said last night, ice, don't think. You know, it's on its way down. I think we're at the peak now. It was cold nights we're going to get. Right now it's 55 here, so it's dropping. I think we're going to get, cooler water temperatures as we go. And, we're not going to be able to retrieve that. So we're going to enjoy it while we can, and just one more thing. But glad you had a good weekend. Works out well for the end of the season, and to be able to get the opportunity to either get in the water or, have friends and enjoy it. Have a fire by the waterside and take advantage of it. So, anyway, with that, don't have a whole lot to report. Good evening to John and RUQ also. And I heard Pete in there and John down at Hinkley. So, anyone else that comes aboard this evening, have a good evening. All right, turn it back to you. I got a little long-winded on that, Jeff, but you have a good evening also. Back to night control.
Alright. Well, sounds like dog had a lot of fun today. I hear the raw static on the repeater. It's not you. Several people have had it. And I thought it was my Echolink station, but I think we may have something going on up there at the repeater. I don't know. I'm hearing a little static and everybody's transmission here tonight. I don't know if everybody else is hearing it, but I know my father heard over on his end. So maybe if everybody else is checking in here tonight, let me know if they're hearing it. But alright, Bob, well, thanks for checking in there. And we may finally be getting out of summer here. That's the way the weather works. Or that's the way the seasons work, I should say. Alright, WA2U, John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
WA2U here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir, where it's 49 degrees. I don't know how noisy I am. I heard it on Bob and everyone's signal, so it's evidently maybe something of, with all the wind has loosened some up at the tower site. Doesn't take a whole lot. A couple pieces of metal or steel rubbing together, and there you go. Had a good day today. Listened to a lot of music last night. Enjoyed that. Had our beverages and things, so all is well. And I really enjoy the cooler temperatures too. So, all right, Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you. I'm probably very noisy, so say 7-3 and listen here. WAT back to that.
All right, Jeff.
Yeah, I heard the static on your transition too. It sounds like something up at the tower. That's what it sounds like to me.
Alright, well thanks for checking in. I'm glad you guys had a good night there last night.
Hopefully the rain that came in later was far after you were done. So.
Alright, we'll catch up with you. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KC2WI, well I just on the other repeater there with Paul for 5 minutes after the Lewis County Roundtable, talking mostly about Linux and a little bit about Windows and trying to figure out if he, in his manually checking for updates on his Windows 10, got the anniversary update installed. And the way I read it, it may not install automatically, but if you tell Windows to check the update, then it's going to find it and put it in, and I'm not sure on this one I'm working on. I don't want to do that yet, but anyway, and then we had quite a discussion on Linux. He is a real happy Linux Mint Cinnamon user. He says he's more used to and about, you know, people with older machines that have XP or maybe Vista now, boy, it's a great upgrade if they're, you know, doing comedy like surfing the internet. I'm using it for what's the program there, the partitioning parthead magic, I guess, gparted in it with a nice little Linux, you know, distribution, I'd almost call it a distro. And, you know, the main idea is, of course, but you also have, you know, access, it's kind of a good recovery tool because you got access to the Windows, you know, the hard drive. You can take files off and there's utility. And I've booted machines up with a live, I'm using Ubuntu. I kind of like that. It looks like Windows and a lightweight desktop and all that. You know, to see if the problem would be. It's pretty handy. Yeah, it's 56. The high was 7, which is the low last night. I think it was 73, 74, or something like that when that was going on last night. And the thunderstorm hit there at about 1:30, but it was very warm. And I don't know. It's nicer to be cooler when you're working and in the house, but boy, I guess I spent enough time up in Lake Pleasant out here. If I was here, I could go out to the Moose River or something. And it wasn't bad at night. It always cooled off, almost always. We didn't seem to have a lot of miserable, hot, muggy, you know, was there at least when I was here. And even last night, the house was, you know, 77 or something, and that same as inside as outside. But it didn't seem unpleasant at all to me. So, you know, it's kind of odd. Maybe I'm just getting older, but it's sort of like I really don't want to see the, you know, I don't really want to see it 80, 90 degrees all the time. But I'm less looking forward to the cooler weather than probably have been in most of my life. You know, usually by the end of the summer, it's all water relief. I kind of hate to see it go. It's been pretty nice out. And I know pretty soon, not only are we going to have cold nights, but the water temperature is going to be non-inviting within a very short period here. So that's probably the biggest thing I'll miss. Other than that, you know, it's nice. But the short days and the, even though it's nice and sunny and relatively hot out, you really don't want to go in the water. Situation is, you know, not fun. KC2WI.
Alright.
Yeah, your transmission broke up a bit there. I'm thinking it's the repeater, though. Sounds like we're having issues with it. But can't tell if it's a repeater or if you're further away tonight. Anyway, nice start coming in sooner. And hunting season will start to me next week. Bear season. So, thanks, Pete. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service. Staff looking for checking.
How's this? Probably better.
Yeah, still hearing the repeater static, but you were solid in there anyway.
I had it on low power. I had it on 5 watts, and I'm up to whatever this is, 35. But yeah, Bob was really noisy. You're pretty quiet. George was pretty good. John was pretty good, but something's going on. I don't know, is it we got water in something? Did we get in a thunderstorm last night? Did that do something? But it sounds like we're going to have to take a look at it.
Yeah, I know it wasn't like this last night, so probably right, probably something with that thunderstorm last night. We'll have to see. All right, it's KD2 AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, we got up at camp today, or woke up, I should say, at camp today, and a couple projects to do, nothing major, but we had to drain the water line to the jet pump. It's getting to be that time of year, so we filled up the two big water totes we have up there. So we have about, 600 or so gallons of water stored up in the tank so we can take showers and whatever up during hunt season, but it's getting to that point where you don't want to leave water in the pump outside, and you never know, you know, one of those nights it could drop down, and you don't want to bust up a $300 water pump just because you wanted to squeeze another week or two out of your ability to pump water. So we got those big holding tanks, it doesn't, you don't really need to do it. So we went down and drained that line today, and got the pump disconnected and put away and drained out, and until next season. Got to seal up one of the lines yet. Let it open, drain out, and we'll seal it up here for the winter next week, or next weekend coming up. Otherwise, we got the camp cleaned up, straightened up, got back here to the house, and kind of took it easy for the day. We had a nice big Sunday dinner. Off to work tomorrow morning, and back to the grind, as they say. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service, man? Are there any comments, queries,
early
check-ins at this time?
WA2 with comment.
Go ahead, WA2.
Okay, Jeff, the probably being a repeater owner for 15 or 20 years when I was down at Clay, the signal seems to be strong, so I got up the tank and threw a feed line. My guess is it's something around the tower, that guide cable or something's rubbing up against it. I remember going to a repeater site one day, and the guy goes, "Check this out." We had car keys, and we just,
While the repeater was up, the same tower that the antenna was on, we just, this was a 175-foot tower or whatever, touched the guide cable, just rubbed them on the guide cable. And when the repeater was up, you could actually hear it. So, you know, the repeaters are very, very sensitive. They have so many microvolts of sensitivity. So something might have blown around in that area and it's just rubbing up against something, or something's making contact with the structure. That's my guess. I'll see what people up there take a look at it. But it's receiving fine. It's just that something's bothering while it's, you know, while we're, the signal's there, something's causing some sort of friction or whatever. WA to you.
Roger, could they, you know, it's been pretty windy here today, so I'm imagining, you know, spending many a summer and sometimes some winter time up on at the repeater site there. We lived up at Jackson Hill right there where the repeater is. So often way more windier up there than it is down here in the valley. So there's probably something blowing around up there, and it's, whatever it is, if it's one of the lines or something else, it's causing an issue. So, all right, thanks, John. KD2AIT, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-in? All right, hearing none, I'll close the Black River Valley Service Net, return 60 right around to you. So I'd like to thank John, Kevin, George, Bob, and hello, John and Pete for checking in tonight. Say 73 to everyone who's listening. This is KD2AIT. Never forget, and out.
N5AOW, hello, Bob, thank you for checking in, and help rock them.
N2WPX, no traffic.
N2WPX, checking in, and help rock them. Anyone else rock that? Whether without traffic, rock that. Final call for rock that.
Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone. I'll say 7:30 tomorrow. KB2KO and return to 14517.
Yeah, you still down here, Pete? This is ABQG.